Moncrief on News Talk.
Lisa Callahan was living in Italy when the pandemic occurred. She had some mental health difficulties previously, but the enforced isolation had a profound effect on her and she fell into psychosis. She did get help and is now an ambassador for the mental health charity Shine. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hi, Sean.
Before you had your psychotic episode, you had some mental health issues prior to that. Would that be the case?
Yes, I would say kind of in my late teens, early 20s, I would have experienced a mix of anxiety and low mood, some periods of depression. But to be honest, in the kind of the years before the psychosis started, I was actually, my mental health was in a really good place. So I had kind of recovered from the previous issues I'd been having.
Yeah. Okay. And so then, God save us tonight, such a place to be when the pandemic starts. You were in Italy. Where in Italy were you?
Yes. So I was actually in Milan. So that was, I suppose, the epicenter of everything that was happening in Italy at the time. So, yeah, as you can imagine, it was very strict lockdown. I was living alone, so I was very isolated. And also, you just constantly heard sirens all the time because obviously there were ambulances in the street and everything. So it was very kind of noisy, even though you were stuck in the one place all the time.
Mm. And how long were you isolated for?
I would say I have a memory that we kind of were, it would have locked down earlier than Ireland. So I suppose, I don't even remember the month, but I think probably during February or March, like it would have locked down a bit sooner. And then it wasn't until kind of the middle of the summertime that everything started opening up again.
Mm.
And that's when I began to experience some difficulty.
Yeah.
And I would have had my first kind of warning signs of psychosis, but at the time I didn't really understand what that was. I didn't know what was happening to me.
Yeah. Now, yeah, the thing is, like, who noticed it first? Because as I understand it, usually if someone's going into a psychotic episode, they don't notice it. And it's up to other people to try and get the help for them.
Yeah, so it was kind of some family and friends noticed that I was acting a bit strangely, like in terms of I was getting more stressed than usual and worrying about things that I usually wouldn't worry about. And the thing was, at the time, I was having like really strong thoughts that we were, like, it was coming up to kind of August, September, and I was very worried that we were going to go back into lockdown. And that became really like a high point of anxiety for me. But then really I started to have these thoughts that, you know, people were watching me, maybe people were following me. I was worried about members of my family. So it started to kind of build and build. And definitely my friends, even by text or on the phone, they noticed that something was off, but it was difficult to know what was actually happening.
Yeah. And for you during that period, it must have been very frightening, even if you didn't realize you had psychosis, but that you thought all these things that people were watching and all these kind of scary things were going on.
Yeah, it was actually a mix, because the thing was, you can go between having very, very frightening thoughts to almost kind of very, you'd be very, very almost high in a way, because you'd feel almost like maybe you were famous. Mm. If that makes sense, because like sometimes I would think I was actually, what was happening was actually part of a reality show. So, you know, you're so detached from reality. You're trying to make sense of what's happening. And so I'd go between being afraid and then also feeling like I was almost on top of the world, that everything was going well, even though I just, actually what was happening was I wasn't very well at all.
And your family and friends in Ireland, obviously there was that great distance, so it was difficult for them. What did they do to try and get you some help?
Yeah, so one of my friends, actually, she convinced me to go to the doctor. So I did try, but the thing was, I was so unwell, I wasn't able to go by myself, so I needed someone to come with me. So at one point, my friend actually managed to call an ambulance because she, at that point, I was very unwell and needed medical attention, and I wasn't able to get to the doctor. But the problem was, anytime I went to the hospital by myself, I wasn't able to really explain. And in my mind, my thoughts were saying, don't tell them what's happening. You know, you're almost kind of conflicting yourself in a way, because you're not able to explain what's going on. So in the end, my friends managed to get some of my work colleagues in Italy to come and see how I was. And they came with me to the hospital and were able to explain to the doctors what had been happening and kind of how I had been the previous couple of weeks.
And do you speak Italian? Was the language barrier a problem at all for you?
I do speak Italian, not perfectly. My grammar wouldn't be amazing, but that was one thing that was confusing, was that in my mind, I was thinking I should speak Italian. But when I was in hospital, I didn't have the vocabulary for any kind of medical situation as well. So sometimes I thought, you know, because I wasn't well, I thought I was speaking fluently, but I probably wasn't making total sense. And then other times I was speaking in English and people were having difficulty trying to understand. So definitely it was a challenge, and it was very confusing for me at the time as well.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And when then you were you arrived in hospital, what did the hospital in Italy do?
Eventually I was, it was almost like a screening process in terms of being assessed by doctors and taking tests. As you can imagine, at that time, the main check for everyone was making sure there was no kind of impact from COVID or anything like that. But I was admitted to a psychiatric ward, and then I kind of had to stay in isolation for a period of time, and that was kind of a COVID measure.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so that was very confusing as well when I was very unwell, but you know, it was part of the process, I think, at the time. But then I was in the psychiatric ward, and I have to say I got like excellent care. I was very lucky, like even just I started to see a psychiatrist to start to have therapy. But in the end, as part of my care, we ended up coming back to Ireland. Just because being in Milan, it's very noisy, and a lot of the noise was very triggering for me. Especially the thing of the sirens and ambulances. That was, to me, in my mind, was like strong warning signs. So because we live in the countryside in Ireland, we came back to Ireland as part of my recovery.
Yeah. Often at times, psychosis is like the extreme end of something, and you can get some other diagnosis once the psychosis has kind of calmed down a bit. Is that what happened to you, or do they know what triggered it?
Well, to be honest, it's kind of in terms of, because I've had cognitive behavioral therapy as well as part of my recovery, we kind of talked about how it was almost like the perfect storm of different elements happening at the same time. So, for example, it was a combination of work stress, my own personal stress, and then obviously that whole situational thing of the isolation and the being in Italy and being far away from home as well, and maybe not having the typical supports you might have. So it was really, in my case, it was a combination of things, but and it was very much kind of triggered by stress and the situation. But I know in a lot of cases it can be triggered by different things. I haven't gotten a formal diagnosis apart from generalized anxiety disorder, but sometimes psychosis can be linked to more complex mental health conditions as well, like schizophrenia, and schizoaffective disorder.
Indeed. In Ireland, now, and you're an ambassador for Shine, if somebody has a psychotic episode, are the resources there to immediately step in and help a person?
Well, I would say so. For example, I was referred, so through when I came to Ireland, I was referred through my GP to the early intervention and psychosis team. Now, that I know, like obviously I'm not an expert in this area, but I think there are pilot programs across Ireland in 5 different locations for early intervention and psychosis. But I think that there needs to be maybe more areas, and I think it's growing, that there's more areas where the early intervention psychosis program is there. But as you can imagine, I think it's a difficult thing to diagnose because it's so complex. And like just from my own experience, it's very complicated for people to know what is happening or how to spot the signs of if someone is having these strange beliefs. But yeah.
Yeah. And it is, has the therapy you've received since been part of that in the sense of enabling you to be able to spot if you have a disordered thought in the future?
Yeah, definitely. Because as part of my program, I was able to kind of look back at the months before the psychotic episode started and kind of look at what were the key triggers and the key warning signs. And now as I've been in recovery for so almost just over 3 years. So now they're almost like watch outs in terms of trying to see, you know, being careful and looking after myself. So I think I would have an understanding if I could, if I saw someone who was in the same situation. But like I've said before, that I had never even heard of psychosis before I had psychosis. So I think it's one thing that, you know, there definitely needs to be a bit more awareness about how to handle it.
Yeah. And an awful difficulty for families as well if they have somebody going through psychosis, because it's hard to manage or to help get help to the person who sometimes might feel, well, I don't need help. Everything's fine.
Definitely. And that is something like Shine also provides family supports in terms of information. So information about what a person may be going through. And also if someone is going through the early intervention in psychosis program, they would receive maybe some educational supports for families to kind of to know how to manage. But it definitely is very, very stressful. Like I know for my parents, it was a very difficult time, because sometimes it was hard to even know if I was having a good day or a bad day during my recovery. Mm. And sometimes I might, you know, you'd have a lot of thoughts going on in your head that are very confusing, but it's very hard to actually verbalize that to explain to somebody else as well.
Yeah. Shine.ie is the website if you'd like to find out more information. Lisa Callahan is an ambassador for Shine. Lisa, thanks a million.
Thank you so much, Sean. Lovely talking to you.
Few comments on that. One person says, I think the pandemic had a profound effect on so many people's mental health. It was like a collective trauma we all experienced. Well, that's probably true. And I suppose in the long term, we'll figure out what the effects of that were. To a greater or lesser degree, probably some people came through it and didn't bother them at all or even quite enjoyed it. Another texter says, that girl speaks so eloquently on such a frightening experience. We have a relative who has experienced psychotic episodes, and it's very difficult to manage when someone is so unwell and needs help. Well, indeed, and that's part of the kind of tricky aspect of it. I've kind of, many years ago, I witnessed it myself with someone who was going through a psychotic episode. And I remember arriving in the kind of waiting room of a psychiatric hospital, and there were several other people also having psychotic episodes, and they were striding up and down and declaiming, and they were full of energy. And then around them were their
family, friends or family members who'd got them this far, and all of them looked utterly exhausted just to get them to that point. Another texter says there needs to be a proper funding into mental health in this country. The system is not set up to cope with looking after vulnerable adults in their time of need. Also, I suppose I should give you the Samaritans free phone number. That's 116 123.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.